Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Today's topic, inspection versus as is.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Hey, Marcia, today let's talk about what's happening with sellers and as is offers. So I'm going to just pose a bunch of questions that I think our listeners have. We know it's a heated market. We know it's a crazy market with multiple offers.
Right, exactly.
And remind the listeners, what's the median house price right now?
$385,000 right now.
Okay, wow. Okay, so you in a couple of shows previous had multiple offers. I think you had 10?
Yes, and I've seen up to 26 on a home. There's some areas, some markets where there's such a pent-up demand. It's crazy. We're standing in line to show it.
Okay, so I'm a seller. You're representing me as the listing broker. And we look at all these offers and we pick, let's start with cash. We pick a cash offer, but in there it says that there's an opportunity for the buyer to do inspections. And it's a normal 20-day or even a 10-day inspection window. What does that mean for the buyer? Like, obviously they can come through and do all their inspections, but what if they find stuff? How do you deal with that as a listing broker?
You can't really tell someone, no matter what you find, we're still in. It's very rare. Anyway, I should say that I've seen waiving of the due diligence period or the inspection period. That can happen. And that's basically buy it tomorrow because you don't get any time for additional investigation. So there is that alternative. But generally what you're seeing is people saying for information purposes only, we want to get inspections done. Now, there's also in that inspection period that's provided, it gives an out. So there is a way for the buyer to get out if they don't like the findings. Not asking for you to do anything doesn't mean they don't want to understand what they're purchasing and make the decision with the full knowledge of the context of the condition of the property.
Okay. And I have to tell the listeners, if you've lived in a house for 5 years, 10 years, you really want that buyer an opportunity to do their due diligence and inspections because you don't want a buyer later to come back and say, you knew you hid a defect and you didn't tell me about it. And now you're liable.
One way of handling that, if you don't know the property, it's an estate or something, you could get an inspection in advance of putting on the market, put that inspection out to proposed buyers so that they get the information of the condition and what they're offering in the context of the condition or the deferred maintenance, etc., at the time of the offer. The more they have earlier on, the better the likelihood of success of a closed escrow. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson, PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.